the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome, friends, colleagues. Hi.
Acquaintances. I still haven't eaten KFC. It's going to happen this week now. That's all I can think about.
Oh, I think that'll make kick and chase.
It'll make sense right now.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Happy Hump Day. And I have a story of a hump.
Okay.
To tell you, actually, come to think of it. Usually we do camel news on a Wednesday, but camels are boring at the moment.
Not usually, very irregularly.
Well, we always
hope
that there's camel news so that Lise doesn't have to tell a story. And unfortunately, that day is not today.
Okay, guys, on the weekend, I attended one of my friend's 40th birthdays,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And I couldn't stay very long, unfortunately, which meant that at the party, I didn't get my fill of hors d'oeuvres.
Aww.
Okay, because I was only there for just over an hour, so I was still quite hungry.
A bit peckish.
So on the way home, I thought, treat yourself, pull in to KFC, the old Kick and Chase.
What?
I've never heard that before.
You just made that up. I did.
I swear people call it.
The old Kick and Chase?
Definitely people call it that. I'm so sure.
I don't think so.
They do call it that.
Oh, God, she's gone. So you called into
the old Kick and Chase.
Now I'm doubting myself. Text my husband, ask. He calls it Kick and Chase. Anyway, so I'm there and I'm like, yes, I'm going to get.
Is he talking about football? He's not talking about KFC at all.
Anyway, so I thought I'm going to get myself a large chips. That's all I want, the chicken salt. I don't care about anything else.
Mm. Sure.
And I pulled in, went over the hump.
Oh, here we go.
There's the story. Went over the little drive-through hump, approached the window, and I like to be prepared at a drive-through, so I went to find my wallet.
Yeah.
No wallet. No chippies for me, and I had to reverse the car out of a drive-through on a busy Saturday night.
So where was your wallet?
I don't know. I must have left it at home.
Have you got it now?
I didn't even bring it to the party. It's at home. Like it's in my bag now, Aaron,
Wednesday morning. But you found where it was eventually.
Yeah, I just hadn't brought it to the party, therefore could not get my chips, therefore had to reverse.
Quite.
There's nothing sadder in life than when you have to reverse
out
of a drive
through. Kick and chase.
Also, please message me if you've heard it being called kick and chase.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know it doesn't. Someone in my life bloody calls it kick and chase, and I'm going to find out who it is. I'm texting him now. It's all your fault,
Those Two Girls with Lise and Sarah.
Do you call KFC kick and chase?
Stop it. After many, many months, I was finally allowed out to my parents' house over the weekend.
What?
Now, if that sounds confusing, it's because Mum and Dad had their house on the market and no visitors were allowed in case it got messed up while it was getting ready for sale. Now, they have sold, they have moved house, and they have commenced stage two of their retirement plan, which is downsizing. Downsizing from their previously large wooden home on acreage to a modern brick tiles, not a skerrick of wood, low maintenance kind of living.
Smart.
All right. So I took the girls out there for Father's Day, spent the time with Mum and Dad. And as I walked into the house, I started to get the sneaking suspicion that Mum and Dad they're reaching their elderly years, I suppose. And there was one particular giveaway and it's from Mum. So there's a lot of white anywhere, but that's beside the point. The moment where I realised my parents are getting on in life happened when I was in the kitchen and I washed my hands and I went to dry my hands and Mum came screeching, "Don't use that! That's a display tea towel!" And I said, "Oh, gosh, use this tea towel. This one under the cupboard is the one that we use for drying hands." Okay. Now, Mum's always been very particular about her home, has great eye for style, etc. Then I went into the bathroom and Mum was showing me the place and she pointed out the sink and she said, "That is the display soap."
Far
Don't use that. Use the pump pack soap. So on a soap dish, there is a huge block of soap wrapped in a floral bouquet of paper tied with a bow. That's the display soap. Wow. Don't touch
Who
that.
Who is it displayed for?
People. Okay.
It's not... But like
it just okay, kind of, you know, when you find a tissue box that matches the decor and you're like, oh, that looks nice
no,
there.
Well, I now don't ever think that,
now
ever.
It's, now
and
it's crossed
fact,
over.
If I do ever think that, take me out to a paddock and shoot me.
Then we went into the rumpus room and there's an inordinate number of cushions everywhere. And 50% of them are just display cushions. You cannot nestle your bot on one of those cushions.
That is the
And that's
sign
when
of
I thought,
age.
This is it. This is it. Next visit, they're going to be whipping out plastic on the couch. Or they're going to have a plastic path on all the carpeted areas.
Oh, my God.
This is imagine. What happens as you reach old age. You get
is
persnickety.
It?
Yes.
I know
yes,
that they like, what are they called? Little, what are they called? Those knickknacks.
Knickknacks. Well, maybe,
what
maybe
is the point
the
of
final,
a knick-knack?
The final crunch came when I went to have a shower that evening and Mum said, well, if you're going to have the shower, you have to squeegee the entire thing down afterwards. I said, it's all right, I'll have a bath. Should we've got to wipe that too?
So they don't actually want you to visit ever.
I don't think they do, actually.
Yeah, great. I also have a display apartment. You can't visit that either.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I love a lot of things about my husband, Dane, but one of
like
the
what?
Things I love about him, Aaron, is that no matter what I cook, no matter what I prepare, he will always have something nice to say about it. And he'll often say things like, this is restaurant quality.
But you are a good cook,
but I'm not restaurant quality, Sarah. I'm a basic cook.
Oh, I think
and, yeah, you know, and he does like the meals I prepare, but often it really doesn't merit the level of compliments that he fires off at me. But look, I take it. Over the weekend on Sunday, I decided to make burritos.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, simple. I told you, simple cook burritos. And he was rolling in late from work because he works on the weekends sometimes. And so, you know, with burritos, you have little bowls of everything, right?
Yeah.
Like you've got... There's lots going on. You might have your Tommy's, that's tomatoes,
Don't
cut
do that.
Up. You might have your lettuce shredded. You might have...
I think you mean your letto.
Your letto is shreddo.
You might have the onions ready to go. You
the
might
onions.
Have all little bits and bobs, right?
Cheezo, so, cucumbo.
Salsa.
Carottos.
Anyway, so I hear Dane's car pull up and I thought, here we go, I'll get all the little bolos out. So I'm in the process. I'm pulling bowls out of microwaves. I'm pulling stuff out of the oven. I'm getting stuff out of the fridge. And on the kitchen table, I had placed a bowl of shallots.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as green onion.
Oh.
Okay. Well, some people don't know what shallots are. Do you know what they are?
I thought you were going to say shallotto.
Yep. Yeah.
Shallottos, right? So I had a bowl of cut up green onions, shallots as garnish. You know, you put that over the top of your taco or your burrito. Dane walks in, no word of a lie, and he's like, this looks great. Grabbed the bowl of green onion and ate it with a spoon.
What?
I just stood there. I was like, Dane, that's not dinner. That's the... He's like, it's
garnish.
A, he's like, it's a salad, right? And no, it was a bowl of green onion, Sarah. And the man I have married, the dedication and the love he has for me, he thought it was dinner and he put a smile on his face and ate an entire bowl of shallots.
And he committed to
He was just committed. And I was like, Dane, there's more to... This is like 1/16th of dinner. Can you even believe...
No, I can't.
I mean, is that like... The man is a saint.
But does he also think salads just have one ingredient?
Just one salad.
I mean, I still have no words for it. I said, put it down. Enjoy it with the other 16 ingredients. No, he's like, oh, I love it.
I mean,
I love it. That is restaurant quality.
One of my girlfriends posted a birthday message to her father on Facebook, and she said, "Happy birthday to the dad who, after all these years, still insists on sneaking his own chili stash into restaurants." And I was like, "What?" So I messaged her and I said, "What are you banging on about your dad taking chili into restaurants all the time?" Now, I should say that they are Sri Lankan and her dad loves a hot dish, okay? So much so, she said, he has it with everything. Soup, spag bol, garden salad. She can even remember him putting chili into tomato juice when they were young as a
Is it like the powdered chili
he
or the...
Fresh. Bird's eye red chili with him. He can't eat a meal without it. So she said that when they, when he immigrated to Australia in the 70s, like the most cultured thing was Pizza Hut.
Yes.
And there were no chili flakes, no Tabasco sauce. So he has been in the habit since the 70s of taking red chilies with him to every single restaurant he goes to and adding it to everything. And if he doesn't have it, the meal is rendered completely tasteless to him.
Burnt off. Although it is true, Asian cultures, they do like their spice.
She said he can eat chili like raw carrot.
Wow.
It's just a snack food.
Does it even have a taste, chili? Like, other than burning your brains out? Does it actually, is there a taste? There must be.
Other than just hot.
Hot.
Just hot. And so the picture that she put up on Facebook was him eating a steak sandwich with chilies that he was adding into it.
He just sliced some chili.
So does he bring them in a little baggie?
Yep,
a little
Ziploc bag now. He's graduated from brown paper bag, Ziploc bag, chilies everywhere. I just think that's great. Like food that you can't leave home without.
You know, one time we went to an Indian restaurant. I'll never forget this because I think I was like a teenager. So I was embarrassed about everything my parents did. And Dad reckons that he can put up with a lot of spice.
Yeah.
So we went to this Indian restaurant and on the menu, you know, you've got your different levels of hot.
Yeah.
You can say, you know, mild, mid, whatever. And he said to the waiter, he said, "I want it hot."
How did he say
and
it?
"I want it Indian hot." How did he say it? Je voudrais. Je voudrais très hot.
Okay, that wasn't as exotic as I thought it would
and
be.
And then he said, "Not Aussie hot. I want it Indian hot." So he was setting out the challenge. And I was like, "Dad, this is highly unnecessary," right? It was a real chest-beating moment. Anyway, I saw the kitchen staff through their little hidey hole have a chuckle when they served him the curry or whatever he'd asked. I thought Dad was not going to make it. Like, he started, like, at first he was like, "Oh, this is fine." And then it hit him. And it just started, like, beads of sweat forming on his forehead. And then, like, profusely sweating. His tongue was on fire. Then he started drinking. And my uncle was like, no water. Apparently water makes it worse.
Oh, truly?
Yes. So the thing to do when something is very hot is you bite hair.
What?
So Dad got my sister's ponytail and bit into it. Apparently the hair follicles or something absorb a lot of heat.
This has got to be some urban myth. Please, at Lise and Sarah on Instagram if this is even remotely true.
I know that milk is better than water.
Yes.
Apparently hair is also. So there you go.
I had an old friend who grew chilies in his backyard and he'd cut them up for dinner and then he didn't wash his hands properly and went to the toilet and he was share housing at the time and he raced out to his flatmates and he had his ding-a-ling in a glass of milk. And his flatmate said, "Yeah, you can just throw that glass straight in the bin, mate."
See, milk. Those two girls. Okay, so my uncle is turning 50.
Mm.
Okay, so he's not that. He's 12 years older than I am, so he's more like an older brother. Mm. And there's big celebrations planned. Everyone's going to Byron Bay. They've hired those big houses that we're going to have house parties. And it's going to be huge, and I'm really looking forward. Friends and family from overseas are coming. My cousins from OS.
Yep.
The works. But my mother and my auntie, so his older sisters, have decided it'll be a fantastic idea if they choreograph skits and songs and dances to celebrate his 50th.
What?
Why does you, do you think he wants this?
Well, look, I'm in two minds about it. At first, my initial reaction was, this is lame, okay? Like, it's not necessary. And they're like, you know what? You only live once. 50 is a big occasion. We're not, never all together. All the grandkids are going to be there. It'll be fun to be a bit silly and loose and celebrate in song and dance. And they are all extroverts, Sarah, even more so than myself. The emails are starting to flood my inbox, and I'm telling you, the level of it's just OTT. I can't handle it. So now I have to give them songs from the 1980s to 2019 because they're building a montage of videos and photographs, and they need backup songs, right? Okay. Like back, you know, like a soundtrack. So I was like, all right, I can do that.
Can you flick that to Aaron?
No.
Probably could, actually. That'd be great. Then my auntie somehow remembers that my uncle was obsessed with the movie Grease.
Yes, of course.
And now she is hell-bent on doing a whole dance to Grease. Okay? Like with
I don't know about you, but I've got chills.
They are multiplying.
They are multiplying and not in a
good
way.
You are losing control of this.
Wait, this is the kicker. And I'm fine with me being roped into it, but now they're roping Dane into it. They've decided that they're going to put together a Village People skit. Yes. And it's so random. And five of the men in our family are going to have to dress up as the Village People. They want my husband, Dane, to do it. I mean, Dane's not even related by blood. Well, so I've just said,
there was a cowboy. There was an Indian with a big feather headdress.
And there's one in arseless chaps. And I've just said to them, guys, Dane, this is not who he is as a person. Don't rope him in. I'll wear the arseless chaps if I have to. And now they're saying that I'm not, like, I'm a party pooper, Sarah, that I'm, like, boycotting everything and that I'm no fun and I don't see the humour in it.
You're being heckled by your family because you don't want to wear arseless
They're
chaps.
Saying that the choreography is simple, that we have to clap our hands a few times. There's a thing on YouTube that we can watch before, that there'll be rehearsals the day before. This is next level.
I so want to be part of your family.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be back with you, back at the back end of the podcast.
Is this what you're going to say every podcast?
I'm reading the email and I've actually missed it. Okay, so they've said that my cousin Sebastian is going to be the Navy officer. My cousin Ludovic is going to be the builder. My cousin Guillaume is going to be the Indian, which is highly likely. Now those roles are. And Dane has been cast as the gay policeman. And the costume required is fake mustache, helmet, big sunglasses, and a water pistol. They've even gone as far as doing that, Sarah. How am I going to get us out of this?
The thing is, I feel if Dane does that, it will actually be the one thing people remember about the party. Like, from now until eternity, whenever people think of your Uncle John's party, it's going to be Big Dane as the policeman.
I don't know. I do feel, am I being a party pooper? I know. I'll do it if I have to.
But Dane definitely doesn't want to.
No. Dane's not a performer. He'd be very much out of his comfort zone, Sarah.
Even after a few beers under the belt before he gets into the policeman outfit?
No, it's just not his. It's not his jam.
No, I get
you know,
that.
He's a very jovial fellow. As a spectator.
Yes.
Yeah, like I think there's a very
the
big difference.
Yes.
You can
yeah, no, my husband's
you
same.
Can
never
add
like
to the ambiance. You can clap along. He's not going to be sooking in the corner going, this is lame. That'll be me. But, you know, he'll add to the ambiance that way. But it's very different to get up there. Like, we have a big family.
Yes.
It's not just, like, seven people.
Yes.
We're talking 27 people,
why don't you get your boy up there instead? Can't he be the policeman? He'll do it. He'll take one for your dad.
I've nominated my dad.
Even better. Get Jacques up there.
Engineer there. Engineer there.
Look, it might be a lot of fun.
Oh, it'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be fun. I've been to your family parties. Fun.
Invited yourself.
Fun, extravagant, didn't bring a cake stand. Enjoyed it nonetheless.
Anyway, that's that.
All done?
All done. Nothing more to say.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.
Yeah. Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.